highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm James Coe with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Titans have made a big move in free agency, signing Eric Decker to a one-year deal. The move matches him with Marcus Mariota and rookie Corey Davis. Odell Beckham Jr. hosted a football clinic Saturday in New Jersey, and the star wideout told NJ.com, quote, "I've really been training, and to have these next 6 weeks to get another opportunity to train, it's going to be great. Mentally, physically, spiritually, everything. I don't think I've ever been as ready as I am now." Myles Garrett missed the Browns' final day of minicamp. The first overall pick limped off the field Wednesday with a foot sprain. But Garrett is expected back by the start of training camp. Travis Kelce led all tight ends in receiving last year, but hurt his shoulder at the end of the season. After undergoing shoulder surgery and missing OTAs, head coach Andy Reid expects him to return for the start of training camp. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
504, welcome in. Hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM's three frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency. A $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill could be yours tonight before 7 o'clock. They've got three locations, one in Marion and two in Cedar Rapids. $30 will go a long way there for you. And you know what? We're going to give that away sometime between now and 5:45. Hold me to that, Kyle. That's part of the producer's duty, is holding me to giving things away when I say we're going to, because I am notorious, am I not, for saying we're going to do something in X number of minutes, and then 2 hours later, I've sort of forgotten about it.
Yeah, that was partially you, but partially failures of from the old producer as well. So I'll take a little bit of that blame as well.
Now, you know, here's something that people just don't do enough of nowadays: taking the blame when something goes wrong. I am more than willing to be the person in this building that says this is not going well, which may or may not be a motto for the new program. We'll have to run this through a focus group. Maybe we can do so with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com, who joins us now. Tom, fresh off a trip to the Jones Gym in North Liberty last night for primetime league action. And Tom, we'll go ahead and dive in here with what everybody's talking about today, and that's the two newcomers. We got our first look at them yesterday, and they're the talk of the town, so to speak.
Yeah, we all fall in love with the newcomers this time of year if they play well in that first game. And to their credit, both guys played really, really well last night. And they happened to go head-to-head, too, which made it even more intriguing for those of us who were there and watched it. And I thought both guys lived up to kind of the expectations and probably exceeded them from what they were able to do on the floor.
Is this the first time you'd seen either one of those guys in person, or did you catch them at a camp somewhere?
I've seen Luca before, but I had not seen Jack. So It was kind of my first look at him, and he had been kind of more advertised as a really kind of a beanpole around 6'11". And it turns out he's, you know, pretty well put together and pretty athletic kid. And he's 220 pounds, so he's not skinny. And really liked, you know, what I saw from him. He's kind of a Jared Uthoff starter kit kind of to his game, where he can step out, shoot threes, athletic, runs the floor really well, can finish around the rim. Very skilled player, so I like what I've seen from him one game in.
With all the depth in the front court, and I think this is a lot of the question that a lot of people have, do these two have the chance to contribute right away as freshmen?
That's the, I think, the big question with this whole team is, can these guys, you know, figure out a way to get all these guys in the front court minutes? I mean, you're talking about Tyler Cook, Nicholas Baer, Cordell Pemsel. Ryan Kreener scored 38 points last night and looked great. So, and there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of guys there, a lot of bodies, but now you got to figure out those minutes between the four and the five position for sure. And I'll say this, both Garza and Nunji are going to play. I mean, they're good enough to play this year, and I just can't see a scenario where they don't play this year.
Talking PTL basketball with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com here in hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Who's going to be the guy this year in the PTL that everybody watches him in North Liberty and automatically assumes he's going to be the one who takes a step forward this winter?
You know, I'll go off the board a little bit with this one and say maybe Macy Daly. I was really impressed with him and what he was able to do last night. And I think he's got a legitimate chance to carve out some minutes at the two. And they're going to need somebody to kind of step forward at the two. So I think if we're looking for a guy, he might be it.
I was actually just going to ask you about Macy Daly. He was a guy that when he got into the game last year, he kind of knew that it was going to be for just a couple of minutes. He never really seemed to get comfortable. In a comfortable setting like the Primetime League, what are kind of the strengths of his game?
You know, he can. He's a really good shooter. Last night he was 5 of 6 from three, and he's a pretty confident ball handler. And he's gotten better. The knock on him is that he's not that strong at this point, and that's the area where he's really got to, I think, work on his development to get stronger. And once he gets physically strong enough, I think he's got a chance to really help him. And he's probably the guy that we're going to watch this year and go, wow, okay, I guess I should have saw this coming. And I think he's got a chance to really help Iowa this year.
Tom, one of the interesting things we learned yesterday was not only did Cordell Pemsel play through some injuries last year, but played through some rather significant injuries.
Yeah, that was a shocker. We were talking to him, and I go, when did this kind of pop up for you as an issue? And he goes, well, it was actually the Virginia game, which was really early in the year. And I kind of went, wow, that's basically played the whole year with this issue, and that's got to be pretty painful. I mean, that's a very difficult injury to play with. You guys remember back many years ago, it was the same injury that Cully Payne had that sidelined him for the entire season. He got hurt early in the year with that too. So, it took a lot to get him through the season, but he says he's close to getting back, and he hopes to be able to play when they go overseas in August.
A name that a lot of people are talking about to step into that two-guard spot or possibly play a little three is Isaiah Moss. How did he look last night, and what does he need to do kind of to develop a little bit more consistency? He tailed off a little bit at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's the big thing for him is consistency. If he can develop that and get that, I think he's going to be the starter at two guard. I don't think there's much doubt about that. But he's he looked really good last night, playing aggressive. Looks like he's in really good condition. I think he's worked on that side of things too, looked stronger, more fit, and he shot the ball really well. So, and that's one of the things that the coaches have said, and some of his teammates have said, that there were times in practice the last couple of years where he was able to go out there and in practice and knock down 10 threes in a row. He'd go just crazy and knock them down. We saw some of that this past year. Go back to like that Nebraska game at Nebraska where he carried Iowa in the first half. I think he had like 15 points. So he's got the potential to be a really good player, and he's going to have to play more minutes too. Where last year he probably averaged 15 minutes a game. This year I think they'd probably like to see him get up to about 25.
What was the crowd like last night, Tom? I know we've been talking about the PTO for a number of years here on the program, and it's a little bit different in this day and age because people can get a look at some of these new guys on YouTube and through sites like HawkeyeReport.com with some highlight reels and everything. People still coming out for primetime league games?
Yeah, it was kind of surprising. It wasn't overflow, like it had been in the past. I remember the year when Mike Cassell and Adam Woodbury were making their debuts, and you had overflow crowds and nowhere to sit in either gym. And there were seats available in both gyms for the first two games. And then in the second game, by the second half, it was, half empty in the one gym that was being used. So it was kind of weird. I don't know if that's just a sign of the times, if it's just, it was Father's Day yesterday. So, you can kind of understand why a lot of people may have taken the day off and not went to the primetime league. So we'll see how it is next Sunday. And, of course, they're playing, Thursday night this week up in Waterloo.
Yeah, good point about it being Father's Day. I don't know what my reaction would be if my son ever said, I want to spend Father's Day watching primetime league basketball, but I can imagine what my reaction would be. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us. So let's talk a little Hawkeye football here. 75 days away from the opener at Kinnick Stadium. I know the Hawkeyes picked up a commitment today from Cody Ince. He's an offensive lineman out of the state of Wisconsin. What do you know about him?
Yeah, he was a target for Tim Polasek, and Tim's from Wisconsin. He's coaching offensive line, so this is kind of his. He loves guys from his home state, and this is a good get. A kid kind of under the radar for a little while. I think we've got him at Rivals ranked as the number 4 player in the state of Wisconsin in this class. So, good solid pickup for Iowa. And I think they'll be able to keep him. I don't see the Badgers coming after him. And I think that was probably the understanding once he committed that, if Wisconsin comes calling, you're sticking with us. And I think this week's got the potential to be a pretty big week for Iowa. They've got their annual, tailgater barbecue thing this weekend. I've got several players coming in during the week. John Wagner, the 4-star defensive end from the Des Moines area, is coming in. And a lot of kids from around the Midwest are going to be coming into Iowa City this weekend to hang out, including several commits, some of the 2019 kids. So I suspect that by the end of the weekend, when it's all said and done, they're going to probably have 4 or 5 new commits this week.
Has anything developed as far as theme-wise as far as this 2018 class goes, bolstering certain positions?
Not really. I think they're going to go heavy defensive back again this year. They want to build that up. One of the interesting things with the way this class is going right now is linebacker, it seems like, might be another year where they are kind of thin with this group. You look at last year, they just took Nate Whelan from City High, and this year they've got Dylan Doyle. And right now, not a lot of other prospects seem to be knocking on Iowa's door at that position. So I know they loaded up a couple years in a row, but at some point you got to get back to it. So I kind of wonder if maybe they'll find somebody during the year that they really like at the linebacker position and go with them.
Kind of an interesting side story last week as we were following the Major League Baseball draft, waiting to see where some of the Hawkeye baseball players were going. Henry Marques got drafted in the 34th round by the San Diego Padres. They're calling him Padre at practices, now workouts, I should say, this summer. Safe to say that he'll still be a member of the Hawkeye football team in the fall.
Yeah, he's still there. So I would think that, 34th round, unless they, in the way, Todd, you know this is better than I do, but the way the slotting goes for this, there's not a lot of money that's going to be available to him, and it's not going to be worth his time to do it. But, it's interesting. Two of the better potential baseball recruits are kind of recruited for different sports for Iowa with Connor McCaffrey and Marques. I mean, you can imagine Rick Heller would like to get his hands on him during the spring and have him play some baseball for him too.
And the most interesting thing with Marques was the position that he plays, and that would just be a total Iowa thing to have happen where they need receivers and they would lose another one if he signed and went off and played baseball, but it doesn't sound like that. Anything else on the radar with you right now with regards to the football team, or is this pretty much a quiet summer before we get to Big Ten Media Day next month in Chicago?
Yeah, I think the quiet is always good for a football team this time of year when you don't have a lot of news, because generally when you make news this time of year in terms of the team, it's either somebody got busted or somebody got hurt. And so if you don't hear anything, it's generally a good thing. So, yeah, I think be pretty quiet. We've got the Tiger Hawk at midfield, Todd. What else do we need? We just need the water tower painted and everything's all good, right?
Okay, now I'm going to have to ask you about this because it's been a while since I've spent some time in the Hawkeye Lounge. But what was the reaction last week among the people on your message board when it was announced that this long dream was going to become a reality, that they were going to put the Tiger Hawk at midfield?
It's ecstatic, and I said, and my comment in the thread was basically what I just said. If they paint the water tower, what are you guys going to complain about? Uniforms, probably.
They'll come up with something.
They need alternate uniforms.
They'll come up with something. Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us here on the program 20 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Tom, we appreciate the time as always, and when we touch base with you next, we'll be that much closer to Chicago and Big Ten Media Day. Hard to believe.
Yeah, the summer goes right by us. I got to head out here to the baseball field and coach the future Falcons tonight. So always good to get some baseball in, too.
All right, we appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
Nice, quiet summer for Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa football program.
That spells doom for the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn.
How much do you want to bet that remains the case between now and late July when we gather for Big Ten Media Day, or is something going to come along and blow up this nice, peaceful summer of love?
It's going to be one slow summer of love.
That's what I'm thinking, too. And you got the program in Ames at Iowa State that's starting to gain some traction. And I don't necessarily think that anybody in Iowa City is going to be losing any sleep over the fact that no one is talking about the Hawkeye football program right now. I think that's kind of the way that Kirk Ferentz prefers things. Whether or not that actually carries over and translates into positive results on the field for the Hawkeyes this fall, we'll wait and see. The one thing I didn't ask Tom, I know we've talked about it with Mark Morehouse from the Gazette the last time he was on with us. I'm interested in finding out whether or not Tom thinks we'll hear from Gary Barta in Chicago, because that's always part of Media Day, an unofficial part of Media Day, but Iowa's athletic director usually makes himself available to the group, and it's been, let's just say, an interesting couple months for Gary Barta and the Iowa Athletic Department, and we haven't heard him say anything publicly yet, and I don't know whether we will before or after Big Ten Media Day.
He has spoken at Big Ten Media Day each of the last 2 years that I've been in attendance, and I can say that the conversations with Gary Barta have been some of the most uncomfortable as it pertains to the media. Could you imagine what it would be like this year?
Well, he tends to get asked a lot of questions that make athletic directors uncomfortable. Stuff about contracts, stuff about the last couple
the north
years.
End zone.
The last couple years, it's been Kirk Ferentz in the hot seat and the contract extensions and things like that. So he's always sort of on the defensive to begin with. And now you've got obviously what you could say is the most tumultuous couple months of his reign as athletic director, and sooner or later he's going to have to step front in front of the cameras and the microphones and the cell phones and answer some questions. And hopefully it's in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, where I think, I don't want to break any news here on the program on June 19th, but it's looking more and more like we will once again be doing the show live from Chicago on the Monday and Tuesday in July. That's the 24th and 25th?
Correct.
Of July, Big Ten Media Days at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago.
Now, the White Sox and the Cubs are playing each other those 2 days.
I was aware of that little fact.
I figured you were. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not going to say anything else about that. I'm just throwing that fact out there.
They're at Guaranteed Rate, right? They're on the south side?
I think they're at Wrigley.
Or are they at Wrigley?
I believe they're at Wrigley.
Well, it's always a tough sell because you do the show until 7 o'clock.
That's true.
Each day. Sunday would be the only day that would kind of work into it. I'm actually going to be out of town and driving from another part of Illinois into Chicago. So that means, and I hate to break this to you, but you are likely going to have to play chauffeur this
That's
year.
Fine.
And it didn't go so well last year for the person who had to play chauffeur with the boss / on-site engineer. He wasn't too happy about Tyler following the GPS on his phone, even though that's how everybody gets around nowadays. And I don't blame him one bit, but the GPS isn't always 100% reliable, and it took the KGYM truck on a little bit of a detour through
the south side of Chicago.
A little, yeah. I mean, not too far south, but enough that the boss / on-site technical engineer was none too pleased with Tyler when they arrived at the hotel. We'll get everything worked out, but I really don't want to have to drive 2 hours back to Cedar Rapids to drive essentially back to the Chicagoland area that weekend. So we'll see how things go. I'm just happy that football is on the horizon. We're actually going to be talking a little bit about the Hawkeyes and Big Ten football coming up in hour number three of the program today. Tom Dienert of the Big Ten Network has his must-win games for every team in the Big Ten. You won't believe what Iowa's is. I'm just kidding. You probably will.
Is but it a conference game?
That's what they call a tease. Would you believe me if I told you I hadn't read the story yet?
Maybe I haven't. I'd believe you, either way.
Just want to leave people hanging there. 25 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, a little Major League Baseball talk on the way after this as well. The Cubs going with Anthony Rizzo in the leadoff spot again tonight. Chris Bryant returns to the lineup as well. Good news, bad news also on the injury front for the Cubs with Kyle Hendricks and Ben Zobrist. We'll have that for you when we return. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through July 5th, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before July 6th and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at Austed's.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
527, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. I made the executive decision.
Whoa, you make executive decisions now?
Well, a number of people have made them in the past here in the building, and I've decided...
You're usually hesitant about making them.
I've decided I'm going to dip my toe into the executive decision-making waters. We'll get to the Tom Diener must-win games story after the bottom of the hour. We won't make people wait until 6 o'clock. And no, I have not forgotten that we're going to give away the $30 gift card to La Cantina. The problem is we can't do it right now because Kyle Mann is in the studio getting ready for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle, take it away.
Former Hawkeye and recent Astros draftee Jake Adams received his 7th All-America honor over the weekend, being named a second teamer by the American Baseball Coaches Association and Rawlings. It's just another in a long line of accomplishments for the first baseman that led the NCAA in home runs and was named a unanimous Big Ten Player of the Year. The Iowa football program landed a commitment from offensive lineman Cody Ince today. From Wisconsin, Ince is a 3-star recruit according to 24/7 Sports and stands 6'6" and 260 pounds. He also held offers from Minnesota, Maryland, and Purdue. Incoming Iowa freshmen Luca Garza and Jack Nungy faced off last night in the opening games of the Primetime League, and each submitted impressive lines in their debuts in front of fans. Nungy had 35 points and 13 rebounds for his team, while Garza had 41 points and 10 rebounds in a loss. Nungy's team won that game 98-97 on a late three by Brady Ellingson, who had 25. Jordan Bohannon scored 35 in his game and was 8 of 15 from three. The Colonels came into the weekend series against the Clinton Lumber Kings battling for the second playoff spot in the Midwest League's Western Division, and after a loss on Friday, they managed to get it done on Saturday and Sunday. Travis Blankenhorn pulled off a straight steal of home in the 8th inning to lead a 2-1 victory Saturday and hit a 2-run home run to cap a 9-run first inning on Sunday. Colonels went on to win 16-3 and secured that second spot in the playoffs.
It's nice news about Jake Adams. I know we've got so many college baseball fans here in the area after Iowa's run to the regionals. I'm sure people are still following along with all of the goings-on in Omaha right now.
Would you believe me if I told you I watched the College World Series for most of the weekend?
I would, because you have ties to Oregon State.
Well, small ties.
You're wearing an Oregon State Beavers.
That's true. I've got to do some laundry. I'm running out of shirts.
He told me earlier he made a point to watch it because he just had to watch his new favorite pitcher coming to play for his favorite team. Alex Lang.
Not the Heimlich kid.
No, okay. No.
Not Heimlich, right. Not as much.
I did watch a little bit of Alex Lang. He looks like a future reliever to me, but we'll see.
I won't tell the story about the Oregon State Beavers on the air, but needless to say it, and it's an inside joke involving my now 11-month-old son, who thinks that, I don't know, there was something about the way that I said the word beavers when I was talking to him, sort of in a beaver-like voice. If you've ever seen the movie Lady and the Tramp, you know what I'm referencing.
Did he find it humorous? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. Okay. And when Lake County played the Colonels earlier in the season, their catcher is an Oregon State alum.
Logan Ice?
He
played on the Knights when I was out there.
So I would be talking to my son, and I would be telling him that Logan Ice played for the Oregon State Beavers, and he would laugh uncontrollably. It's the only person in America who finds me all that funny. 319-366-1600. He'll wise up sooner or later. He was laughing yesterday, but it had more to do with his mom than anybody else. You really won't believe what Tom Diener thinks is Iowa's must-win Big Ten game of the year.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The standards apply. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. The NBA draft comes your way Thursday night from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. This afternoon, the NBA approved the much-talked-about deal from over the weekend. The Philadelphia 76ers have acquired the first overall pick officially Thursday night from the Boston Celtics in exchange for the number three pick this year and a future first-rounder in either of the next 2 years. Celtic president of basketball operations Danny Ainge, talking to reporters today in a conference call, said Philadelphia really wanted this one.
This is a trade that they wanted. They feel like it's a big jump start for us, and for us, we feel like it's a jump start for us. We're getting the player we want, they're getting the player they want, and we'll get an additional player that we want in next year's draft or the year after.
And the player the Sixers want will be point guard Markelle Fultz out of Washington. As for the player the Celtics want, Danny Ainge says it would be the same guy that could have taken number one. Who that player is, we're all going to find out together on Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, both on ESPN and right here on ESPN Radio. Lakers have the number two pick, also have pick 28. Ramona Shelburne reporting LA's trying to grab an additional first-round pick. Cal State Fullerton eliminated today from the College World Series, losing to Florida State.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
5:36, welcome back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM's three frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. Coming up before 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to get to a story involving a fan of the Green Bay Packers who has season tickets to the Chicago Bears, and he's suing the Bears. rather interesting story. At least I hope you'll find it interesting. But first, 319-366-1600. If you're caller number 6 to that number right now, you're going to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations, one in Marion, two in Cedar Rapids. That card is going to be yours if you're caller number 6. 366-1600, and I made a promise, and I actually kept it for once. I gave it away before 5:45.
With 7 minutes to spare.
I had 7 minutes to spare. That fulfills my quota of keeping promises for an entire week. I'm usually good for one, whether it's...
So you can break the rest of them the rest of the week. So.
Yeah, whether it's doing the dishes, unloading the dishwasher, something at home, something here at work. Oh yeah, I get to that. I'll get to that, I promise. This sort of fulfills that. Quota met. 366-1600. Greg from Walford is our winner tonight. Congratulations, Greg. Hopefully you enjoy putting that $30 gift card to good use. We'll get to the Packers-Bears fan story coming up in just a little bit. Some Major League Baseball talk as well today. But Tom Dienert, our good friend from BTN.com, has compiled a list of the must-win games for each Big Ten team this season. Now, these are games involving the Big Ten schedule, so none of these are from the non-conference slate. But if I gave you, Hawkeye fans listening right now, three guesses as to which game Tom Dienert says is a must-win game for the Hawkeyes, three guesses, Alex, if I gave people three guesses, what percentage of our listeners do you think could probably name this game on the first shot? Big Ten games. So there's,
I go ahead and say like 20%.
Nine Big Ten games on Iowa's schedule next year. And Tom Dienert says that Iowa's game against Illinois is the must-win game of the season for the Hawkeyes. They play October 7th, and he writes, there actually are two of them. If Iowa wants to make a run at the Big Ten West title, it needs to take care of business at home against the Illini October 7th and Purdue on November 18th. The Hawkeyes are 8-1 in their last nine against the Illini. Illinois last won in Iowa City in 1999 when Ron Turner was coach. Iowa is 9-2 in its last 11 against the Boilermakers. Purdue is 2-7 in its last nine games at Kinnick Stadium.
They have to win those two games. And I'm not even talking about a run at the Big Ten West title, which Tom mentions in his column, but just for bowl positioning or, God forbid, making a bowl game from what we see from this team right now, those are the games that they have to hold serve on. They play both of those games at home against programs who are in a state of flux right now. And I'll be interested to see how long, if ever, if at all, it takes for Lovie Smith to turn that program around in Champaign. And I'm a big believer in Jeff Brohm. I think he is one hell of a football coach and somewhat of a quarterback whisperer, one of the best quarterback coaches in the country. But it's going to take a while for him to overhaul that roster in a place where it's difficult to win in West Lafayette. So those are two games at home that you just have to win. But in the non-conference, and I know Tom wasn't talking about the non-conference, I think the first two are just as big. You play against a Wyoming team with a potential number one pick, but also a team that lost a lot of skill position players on the offensive side of the football. We've seen the early lines for that game as high as 10 or 11 points. The Hawkeyes are favored by it. I don't know. I probably wouldn't take that bet, but still they'll be decent-sized favorites in that first game. And then that game in Ames against a much-improved Iowa State team is going to be critical. And I think that it's going to decide whether they make a bowl or what position they are in the Big Ten bowl pecking order.
I don't, it just, it struck me as, I don't want to say lazy, but why say Illinois and Purdue? I mean, I get that. They're games that Iowa should win, but you're going to label them must win? I mean, to me, must win is the question mark column. The games that are a coin flip, or maybe it's the game where the Hawkeyes won't be favored, but if they win it, it turns the tide between, say, a 4-win Big Ten season and a 5-win Big Ten season, which if you assume the Hawkeyes do well in the non-conference portion of their schedule, that sets them up for a very nice bowl trip. Maybe even 6 wins in the Big Ten. I don't know, but Illinois and Purdue, to me, isn't exactly breaking any news to say that those are must-win games for Iowa. They're going to be favored in both of those games, and I would think favored rather heavily since they're going to be in Kinnick Stadium.
To your point, I find it interesting that he prefaces this statement by saying if Iowa is going to make a run at the Big Ten West title. If Iowa's going to make a run at the Big Ten West title, then to your point, Northwestern, Minnesota, and Nebraska kind of fall under that must-win category.
I'm disappointed the hot takes haven't come pouring in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line from people citing cliches like they're all must-wins, or the first game, the next game on the schedule is
the most important.
Hawkeye fans, here's your opportunity to talk a little football in the middle of June. 319-366-1600. What game is a true must-win for the Hawkeyes this fall? 366-1600. Because looking at this game, and we'll open this up to the non-conference as well. If you want to say it's Wyoming September 2nd, because that's going to set the tone for the remainder of the season, I'm not going to say that you can't do that. But if you look within the scope of the article and say stick to Big Ten games only, I'm going to say, and stick with me on this one, but October 21st, when Iowa goes to Northwestern, that to me is a big game because Northwestern's going to be good. I don't think they're going to be great. They never are. But I'm going to focus less on the games in Iowa City and look at the ones on the road. And from that standpoint, Lincoln is a tough place to play. Madison is a tough place to play. East Lansing involves the Eastern Division. Evanston isn't necessarily a tough place to play, but it's one where the Hawkeyes have struggled, and not necessarily just in recent years, but for quite a while. I'll circle that one and say October 21st in Evanston is the true got to have that one game, because you're going to have to steal at least one on the road somewhere. And that, to me, looks like the most appealing road game for a victory. Wisconsin, November 11th. You don't know what teams are going to look like at that point in the season either, which is really tough. And then Nebraska on Black Friday. Your guess is as good as mine as to what either team will look like at that point. But if I'm going to say must win, I'm going to pass on Illinois, and I'm going to pass on Purdue, because those are should wins, in my opinion. I'll take Northwestern on October 21st as Iowa's. As if I were writing this piece, or if you gave me a red pen and you said, where did I get this wrong? I would say, there's your game. 366-1600. Hawkeye fans, what's the must-win game of the 2017 season for you?
I'm going to go ahead and say that back-to-back stretch that you just started to allude to. They have a bye week the week of October 14th, and then they come off of the bye week playing at Northwestern, and then they play at home against Minnesota. For the sake of this argument here, I'm going to add to your point about Northwestern. They have to win both of those games. I think going on the road is going to be difficult, and I agree, you have to steal at least one game on the road if you want to get to your threshold of 6, 7, possibly 8 wins this season. But then the games that you play at home against teams who are somewhat on your level, you have to win those games as well. You have to win the home game. So Minnesota, against a team that is a little bit in flux. They'll have a new quarterback. They return some talent on offense. They have a new improved coaching staff. Their season is going to be a crapshoot. I have no idea what they're going to look like, and I don't think any of the prognosticators do either. But regardless, that's a game that you have to win at home before you play a top five Ohio State team at home and then go on the road against a potential top 10 or top 15 Wisconsin team and then taking on Purdue. The three of the last four games, at home against Ohio State, on the road against Wisconsin, on the road against Nebraska. In order to have a successful season, or at least a season that you want, you got to beat Northwestern on the road, then you have to beat Minnesota at home.
We'll get to the text line in just a second, but let's head to the phones. Bob in Cedar Rapids is going to lead off here with us. 366-1600. Bob, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think we got to define our terms, what must win means. And to me, it means the game that would hurt Iowa most to lose. So which one of those games would hurt Iowa most to lose? And I can make a case that Purdue or Illinois would hurt Iowa most if they lost that game. So I can go with that.
Okay, so you're saying Tom's got this right with those two games. I appreciate that perspective. 366-1600. Now, the text line, I don't want to say they're virtually unanimous here, but I'd say 85% of the texts that we've received here in the last 8 minutes or so are pointing to the Wyoming game, and they're doing so. And I look, this is a little bit of North Dakota State syndrome here from last year, because I think Hawkeye fans are still burnt up about that. But as one of the texters pointed out, whether or not accurately, Wyoming is a must-win, 7193 says. We can't lose consecutive opening games at home.
And I brought that game up as well. But I think those, just as I packaged both Northwestern and Minnesota together in the middle of the season before they go on the road against Wisconsin, preceded by the home game against Ohio State, I'm going to say those first two games. And I feel like we're talking about a couple of years ago when people were a little bit worried or a little bit wary of Illinois State. And this is even more of a test for Iowa early on in the season against that Wyoming team, and as I mentioned, an improving Iowa State team on
the
road.
I bought into the hype on Trey Roberson a couple years ago at Illinois State, and this is going to be a good game, and he's had success against Iowa in the past, and Brock Spack knows the Hawkeyes from his time at Purdue, and then the Hawkeyes went out and
I thought you were going to
Illinois State
draw the Josh Allen correlation.
No,
trolls. Okay.
Jeff in Iowa City on the phone. He's got a road game in mind. It's not the one in Evanston, though. Go ahead, Jeff.
Now, if the goal is to win the Big Ten West, you're going to have to knock off Wisconsin because. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, sorry. You're going to have to knock off Wisconsin because, best case scenario, you're going to be in a tied situation with them. In the Big Ten. That means they've lost. They're going to lose, a couple maybe, and you're going to be tied. So you got to knock them off because you're not going to go into that game undefeated in the Big Ten.
Yeah, most likely not. Appreciate the phone call, Jeff. I can't be the only guy out there who has to say or has to deal with what Jeff just mentioned there. When I'm on the phone with my wife, she will constantly ask me if I can hear her because I'm silent on the other end of the phone, and I always respond to her. I give her the same answer. I go, yes, I'm listening. Silence is a good thing. I'm listening to you. But she always has to ask, are you listening? Are you there?
You just have to give it the hold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. While you're talking,
while
you're talking, do you want me to just sort of say random incoherent things so that you know that I'm on the other end of the line and I'm not making fun of Jeff? I'm sort of making fun of my wife and perhaps women in general who are constantly asking. I don't know if I've ever had a phone call. The last time that I was on the phone with a guy where that phrase came up, are you there? Can you hear me? Now, KGYM phone lines excluded, but I'm talking personal phone calls. My wife and other women happens more often than not. Are you? Yes, I'm there. I'm listening. Maybe it's because it's unique that they're not used to men actually listening. I don't know, but
you've set off a firestorm on the text line. 9406. Girlfriend asks if I'm listening every single time we have a phone call.
Yeah, yes, ladies. And I know there are at least four of you who listen to this program because I've met each and every one of you. Ladies of Eastern Iowa, men are indeed listening on the other end of the phone. You do not have to ask five or six times during the conversation, are you listening? Are you there? Yes, we are there. Now, I can't vouch for other guys out there because maybe they're playing the Xbox or something and not necessarily paying attention, but I would like to think that everybody is listening on the other end of the line. Although, from hosting this program for as long as I have, or spending as much time behind a microphone here as long as I can, I know that listening and hearing are two very different things. Lots of people hear. Some people have a problem with actually listening. Listening involves digesting what you are hearing. 319-366-1600. It's like the, quote, did you get my last text? 9896.
That is classic.
Did you? Yes, I got your last text. And I don't know what you want me to do with it. Yes, it's sitting right here in my inbox. I found this out this weekend. I was playing around on my phone. You can actually get, like, the email that comes back to you, the receipt. And who on earth would want to know when everybody gets the text messages that they send? But I'm sure there are people out there that are addicted to their phones that just have to know who's looking at their text messages. And this is the thing that bothers me, and maybe it's just an age thing here, but if you don't respond to someone the absolute second that they read your message, it upsets some people. And I go, sometimes I read a message and I go, okay, I'll get to that. I got other stuff to do. Like right now we need to take a break and we'll get to it coming up in a little bit. But I've had people in the past, they're like, I know you read the message. It said you read the message. Why didn't you get back to me? And I go, because I had other things going on that were slightly more important. I'm going to get to it. Trust me. 319-366-1600. It is very near time for another Big Board update. Kyle's going to join us in the studio when we return. More after this.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with two daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
Hey guys, Overhead Door is recruiting installers. Here's Overhead President Derek Powell.
Are you happy in your current job? Are you interested in work that is never dull and full of opportunity? Overhead Door is a local leader in the door business, and our 35 employees will tell you they enjoy coming to work. That matters to me, and I own the company.
Excellent training wage, signing bonus, and benefits. OverheadCRIC.com. OverheadCRIC.com.
Want to go to a Twins game but have too much going on? Quadruple booked on the night of June 22nd? Are you playing in five different wiffle ball tournaments at the same time on July 6th? Is your August already full? If this sounds like you, say hello to the Twins Flex Plan. It's a crazy convenient way for crazy busy people like yourself to make it to Twins games whenever you can, whether you know in advance or decide right before the first pitch. Choose how many seats you want, choose your dates, save big on tickets, concessions, and merchandise. Don't plan, Flex Plan. Learn more at twinsbaseball.com/flex.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, where we are currently sitting in a sauna here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. I thought I was going through the change, even though that's what I'm told is not biologically possible for a man. A little warm in here is what I'm saying. A little bit of a hot flash going on. Kyle Mann is with us here. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle, take it away.
Former Hawkeye and recent Houston Astros draftee Jake Adams received his seventh All-America honor over the weekend, being named a second teamer by the American Baseball Coaches Association in Rawlings. It's just another in a long line of accomplishments for the first baseman that led the NCAA in home runs and was named a unanimous Big Ten Player of the Year in the Big Ten. The Iowa football program landed a commitment from offensive lineman Cody Ince today. From Wisconsin, Ince is a three-star recruit, according to 24/7 Sports, and stands 6'6" and 260 pounds. He also had offers from Minnesota, Maryland, and Purdue. Incoming Iowa freshmen Luca Garza and Jack Nungy faced off last night in the opening games of the Primetime League and each submitted impressive lines in their debuts in front of Iowa fans. Nungy had 35 points and 13 rebounds for his team, while Garza had 41 points and 10 rebounds in a loss. Nungy's team won that game 98-97 on a late three by Brady Ellingson, who had 25. Jordan Bohannon scored 35 in his game and was 8 of 15 from beyond the arc. The Colonels came into the weekend series against the Clinton Lumber Kings battling for the second playoff spot in the Midwest League's Western Division, and after a loss on Friday, they managed to get it done on Saturday and Sunday. Travis Blankenhorn pulled off a straight steal of home in the eighth inning to lead a 2-1 victory Saturday and hit a home run to cap a 9-run inning first inning on Sunday. The Colonels are off now for the All-Star break and will be back on the diamond on Thursday in the Quad Cities.
Have you ever seen anybody steal home in person?
I have never. Not in person.
I don't believe I have seen it either.
I don't think I've even seen it happen while I was watching a game on TV.
Very gutsy call by Tommy Watkins and the Colonels and sort of carried over into yesterday's game. So congratulations going out to the team for wrapping up the Western Division wild card in the first half. Colonels will be back in action at home next week. Hour number three on the way. We begin with a fan suing the Chicago Bears. More after this.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road.